USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court nomination.
Mr. Grassley.
Aye.
Mr. Cornyn.
Aye.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
Mr. Sass.
Aye.
Mr. Hawley.
Aye.
Mr. Tillis.
Aye.
Ms. Ernst.
Aye.
Mr. Crapo.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Mrs. Blackburn.
Aye.
Mrs. Feinstein. Mr. Leahy. Mr. Durbin. Mr. Whitehouse. Ms. Klobuchar. Mr. Coons. Mr. Blumenthal. Ms. Hirono. Mr. Booker. Ms. Harris. Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
we're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle.
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50, or Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas. Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
With the last presidential debate happening tonight in Nashville, Tennessee, the contest between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden alerts the nation the end of the 2020 cycle is upon us. The debate is set to begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be broadcast live from Belmont University, a private Christian university in Nashville, Tennessee. Go Fighting Bruins. Mainstream media moderator Kristen Welker has chosen the topics: fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. The story Facebook and Twitter tried to censor from you seems to be getting bigger and bigger, as no one in the Biden camp is claiming the laptop was not Hunter's. The Hunter Biden laptop is now in FBI custody. How long they have had the incriminating information is unclear. Rudy Giuliani also provided an additional copy of the hard drive to Delaware authorities on Wednesday. Giuliani told police officials that the hard drive contained evidence of crimes, Delaware Justice Department spokesman Matt Marshall said. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Starman, the dummy riding a cherry red Tesla Roadster through space blaring David Bowie's Space Oddity, made his closest approach ever to Mars. Starman, last seen leaving Earth February 6, 2018, is quite beat up from space debris these days. It made its close approach with Mars within 0.05 astronomical units, or under 5 million miles of the red planet. SpaceX said in a tweet Wednesday, the Roadster was originally sent onto a path towards Mars orbit and was expected to crash into the red planet. Can you imagine the insurance claim should it hit a rover on Mars? NASCAR is in Texas Sunday. Brad Keselowski talks strategy.
You could argue that's good or bad. Probably depends on who you are. The tire that we ran last year seemed like it was more about how you get through traffic. The tire we run this year seems to be more about how the car handles and getting that balance right. Now we're going back to the tire, or pretty much the same tire we had last year, so it's more about how you get through traffic. So it's definitely a change that has different strengths and weaknesses for different teams. So I can't say that I have a great answer as to how that'll fall out for us. But it makes a huge difference for sure.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.